from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
The Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I think most people, Doran, think the Steelers nailed the offseason for the most part. But here's the question. If they don't get Brandon Ayuk, can you look at this offseason and call it a failure?
I mean, I wouldn't say failure, but it wasn't as great as it could be. It wasn't what I expected. I mean, I know that you got the quarterback situation under control for now. You upgraded there, at least on paper. You got a middle linebacker. You filled some spots. And, you know, it just turns to, you know, looking at the receiver spot and what you gave up, which was Deontay Johnson in a trade, and maybe what you got back in the trade in Dante Jackson that you're hoping can pan out. So the corner and the receiver spot still, to me, haven't been done yet. They're not complete.
No.
So I wouldn't say failure, but there's a lot more to be desired.
You know how the Patriots did that thing with Schefter where they're like, oh, we believe in our young wide receivers. You can't do that here.
No.
You can't. It can't be. The Steelers are out of the running for Brandon Ayuk. They feel good about what they have in the receiver room. They have telegraphed for the entire world they're not good enough there. Telegraphed it. They can say whatever they want. I say this all the time. Coaches, GMs, executives, front office, owners will lie to you. But personnel moves. You can't lie with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you start signing a bunch of 6'2", 220 corners, you're probably going to be playing man coverage. Well, we don't know. We're going to play zone. Probably not. Oh, he's a 4-3 guy. A couple of 4-3 press man. We're still going to play zone. No.
Yep.
You can tell me whatever you want, but the moves tell the story.
Yes.
They have been interested in Brandon Ayuk since the time that they restructured Alex Highsmith's contract before the draft, telling you in big old bright Broadway-style letters, we are not good enough at the wide receiver position. And so I will not say that the offseason, I'll agree with you, it's not a failure if you don't get Brandon Ayuk, but if you don't get Brandon Ayuk, it is a failure, if that makes sense.
Yes, that situation is a failure with inside of the situation of the offseason.
Yes, it is a disaster, frankly, if you don't seal the deal here. He doesn't want to go anywhere else. You have the leverage. And he's not going back to San Francisco. I've seen some people put out there, San Fran, it makes it, just offer him a little bit more money, keep him around. And I get it from their standpoint. He's not going to take that. Mm-hmm. They've already disrespected him. You said that beautifully yesterday. And you had this happen yesterday with Christian McCaffrey.
You know, that's not part of my job. It's not part of my position, I think. Obviously, as a former teammate or, you know, teammate of his in general, any teammate that you have, you love, you respect them, you want the best for them.
little slip up there.
A former teammate.
That's like you're on a date and you're a skeezy dude and you're like, you have beautiful breasts. Eyes. You have nice eyes. You got great eyes.
That just tells me that he doesn't even have a locker there.
He ain't going back.
I don't even think he has a locker.
Yeah. Christian McCaffrey knows it. Everyone knows it. Omar Khan, I'm sure, knows it. Mike Tomlin. Everyone knows he's not going back there. So it's either you rest on your laurels if you're Brandon Ayuk and you eventually cave and go to Cleveland, or you get exactly what you want and go to Pittsburgh. And that's why if Omar Khan does not make this happen, it is a failure. They don't want him. He doesn't want to be there. He wants to come here. Give up what's necessary to get him here. And if he doesn't, there's no way you can put lipstick on that pig. Hey, Arthur Smith, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan in a press conference. Well, we believe what we have in this room. No, you absolutely do not.
No.
If you did, you wouldn't be this deep. They have such an advantage here that if it doesn't happen, I think at this point I will be shocked. I think by the end of the day today, Brandon Ayuk is a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Well, I mean, we just went through all the angles. You know, the angles that are left is the Pittsburgh Steelers because he's not going to go back. Doesn't think he's going to go to the Browns. Patriots are out. Steelers are still at the table. Like, it'll come down to crunch time. It's like, all right, let's just get it done on both sides, and I think he will be here.
San Francisco probably wants the Cleveland deal because you get a really good wide receiver in return in Amari Cooper. But, oh well, he's not going to go to a place where he's not going to get a long-term contract. And it's not about the money either. It's about making more money than San Francisco was willing to offer. But my understanding is he doesn't need Pittsburgh to pay him more than Cleveland would pay him.
Mm-hmm.
He just wants to feel valued and go to the place he wants to go, and that place is Pittsburgh.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.